The Whitney Town Advisory Board of January 30th, 2025 is now called to order. At this point, can we all rise to pledge allegiance to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Be seated. Let the record show at this point that Greg Conklin has an excused absence, and the rest of the board is here. And do we have any county staff? Okay. Let's see here next. Roll call. Next item is public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about the items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board on any items within its jurisdiction not appearing on this agenda, you will wait until comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of this presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by the board by majority vote. Public comments at this point? Any public comments on the agenda? No public comments at this time. Approval of the minutes for January 16, 2025. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carried. 4 in favor, no opposed. Approval of the agenda for January 30th, 2025.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented for January 30th, 2025.
All approved? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Informational items. Any informational items? No informational items. Okay. Planning and zoning. Our first item on the list is WS240753 Desert Emerald LLC. Waiver of development standards to reduce street landscape. Design review for the site modification in conjunction with the approved office warehouse facility on 4.2 acres of industrial light zone, generally located on the north side of Emerald Avenue, 1220 feet east of Stephanie Street within Whitney. And we have an applicant at this time. Please state your name,
yes,
address, and spell the last name for the record.
Thank you. At the end of 2023.
previous code required a 6-foot landscape setback area in the front. And from the very beginning, the setback has always indicated 8-foot setback landscape area. I have to do it site plan if you'd like to have it in more closely.
So this area right here is the subject of the waiver.
We technically supplies the 6-foot setback area was changed to 10 feet, and that's the reason that we're requesting the waivers combined with the fact that staff has made an interpretation as a security fence within this front setback area reduces our landscape area to 4 feet. The design for the security fence, however, is wrought iron fence, so they will be open and spaced so that the landscape, the 8 feet landscape, will still be visible from the street and meets the intent of the code for landscaping, even though the new code requires us 10 feet. So you'll see this map item that says that we are requesting 4 foot wide landscape area where 10 feet is required. But we still have the 8 feet of landscaping. It's just that the security fence is going to be set back at this landscape area. We did that the solution of the best process to change the parking lot. But lighting and utilities, in fact, it was unhappy that there was a conflict with the Southwest Gas line that was installed a number of years ago. And so that was the reason that we thought that this fence, the security fence, best fitted in the middle of this landscape area. Staff does make comments in the staff report about the fence possibly being designed to the back of that 8-foot area. And just in the last couple of days, I have talked with the architect responsible for the site plan and asked the question whether or not they could move the fence back so that the entire 8 feet is available to view from the street. They are still looking at that, and with the conflicts with the utilities including the gas line, they're not quite sure yet they could move it back. So we're here tonight to ask, I guess, if there's a lot to be solved in the middle of that 8-foot landscape.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? You have 3 minutes to speak, and please come up to the podium and voice your name, address, and let's spell your last name. No one to speak? Okay, on to. This would close the public hearing side, and now it's open to the board. Anyone on the board have any comments?
What is it due to the actual landscaping then? So was there an original zigzag pattern, for example, of whatever shrubbery or trees? And then so now, is it going to be in front of the fence or behind the fence?
Yes, a portion of the landscaping would be in front of the fence, and then a portion of the landscaping behind the fence. So the entire eight foot width still remains as it was approved in 2021. I think this plan you all have seen this plan originally in 2022. Permittable, so that 8 feet is still there. It's just the security fence, this picket, this wrought iron picket fence is going to be in the middle of that 8 foot area.
So is it the whole, that at some point in that stuff, if there's landscaping in front of it, that as the years would go by, it would mature and kind of come up and serve as like a secondary tier to be able to protect.
Yes.
Yes.
Any other comments on the board? Do we have a motion?
Make a motion. Okay.
Oh, what we did.
I was going to make a motion.
Okay.
We had our heads going back and forth.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like to make a motion for approval. The WS240753 Desert Emerald LLC, waiver of development standards, design review as presented. With staff's as presented. Excuse me.
The motion on the floor currently is, you're still in? Okay.
I'm sorry, I was going along the right way.
Okay.
With staff's as approved recommendations.
Again, the board, we have a motion on the floor, which is for approval for WS240753 Desert Emerald LLC, waiver of development standards, design review, as presented
with staff's recommendations.
With staff recommendations. At this point.
But the staff denied it.
If approved.
Okay. Right.
We got it all?
Okay.
At this point, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? At this point, the motion has been passed. 4 approved, 0 denied. Okay.
Thank you.
At this point, just want to let you know you do have the next appointment, which would be 2/18/25 at the floor.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the next is general business. No general business. Comments? Next item is comments by the pub.
Last time we did a review of your the bylaws, we're on, but not for. When will those come around for us to?
The bylaws will come around for the platform. So the bylaws are just for review. It's the same bylaws that are posted on our website.
Okay, just wanted to share something.
Okay. That was general business. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please stand up at the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of this presentation, it will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do we have any comments from the general public? No comments from the general public. Moving on to the next meeting will be on February 13th, 2025, unless otherwise posted. And at this point of 6:14, the meeting of Whitney Town Advisory Board, dated January 30th, 2025, has been adjourned.